This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. I'll tell you, there are lots of reasons it's a great day. I think there is a great debate going on about the assertion made by Tim Scott, with which, honest to goodness, I think close to 90%, probably more than 90% of Americans agree. He said, "Hear me clearly, America is not a racist country." By the way, if you disagree with that, you think America is a racist country, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. There is more and more and more on this issue, and for goodness sake, it seems to me the Democrats are falling into a terrible trap, and it's not just me. What's happening here is... become upsetting even to other Democrats, like James Carville. The Raging Cajun not only gave his interview to Axios, where he talked about how the Democrats are blowing this by basically insulting America and insulting the American people. He hit back at woke politics on CNN. Listen to Mr. Carville, of course, the brains behind the whole Bill Clinton successful electoral strategy. Now actually talking about a strategy that will not succeed. Here's Carville.
Well, I would say this, that somewhere around 68 or probably 69% of the people that are going to vote in the next election is going to be white. So I think it's utterly stupid to attack 70% of the country when you're trying to get a majority. And by the way, in order to win a House majority, we have to probably win by the redistricting. We get clobbered because we didn't pick up any state legislative seats. And just normal sorting, we probably got to win by 6 or 7 points. So our urban strategists say, let's start out by attacking all white people. I don't think you can get any dumber than that.
That we ought to inscribe those words on some kind of tablets of stone. It's basically exactly correct. And what Carville is talking about is, just to give you the actual numbers, according to all the exit polls and the scholarly analysis and the people looking at that record turnout we had, and all those people and communities of color had record turnout, and that was record. 67% of people who voted in that last election identified as non-Hispanic white. Now, why do I emphasize the non-Hispanic? Because the dirty little secret of the census and the numbers that have just begun coming in from the census of 2020 is, in the census of 2020, people were allowed to say, they had one question, are you Hispanic or are you not Hispanic? And about 18% of Americans listed, yes, I'm Hispanic. But then they asked everybody, including the people who said, are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic, what race were you? And you could choose indigenous, native, Indian. You could choose Asian. You could choose black. You could choose white. Or you could choose biracial, mixed race. And you know what? Here's the amazing thing. Of the people who said, I am Hispanic, half of them also said, I'm Hispanic and white. So it's even worse than Carville said. You're not insulting 70% of the electorate. You're insulting about 80% of the electorate. And this whole idea, yeah, I'm sure that there are some white people out there, and basically that idea that you welcome this so-called reckoning, but there are other people who see not a reckoning as much as a wrecking. and a wrecking of some of the truly historic progress that this nation has made on issues of race and racial justice, which are real and legitimate issues, but progress that we've made in the last 50 years. For goodness sake. And again, now, of course, there are new kinds of racism. There is a big issue here in Washington, right? In Washington State, with a middle school. And this is one of those things where you think it's a parody. It's not a parody. It's real. A Seattle middle school teacher, actually out in Issaquah, is being investigated because of a homework assignment that the teacher gave to seventh graders. Seventh graders. Right. And the homework assignment was a YouTube poem, as they report in the Washington Examiner, a YouTube poem with inappropriate language and material that has now been removed from this teacher's learning management system content. Parents and or guardians of students enrolled in the impacted course have been contacted. Okay, what was the teacher thinking? The poem was addressed to White Hollywood, and it was based on, and it's not a poem as much as it is a rap, and it was based on the author, whose name is Limer, and what he's an Asian American, and he is basically suggesting that in Hollywood there is pervasive and poisonous and toxic and destructive racism against Asians, and Asians are put down. And here is an excerpt from the actual poem as it was made available for this homework assignment in both written form and as recited by the author. It sounds like this. Listen.
How insecure are you, White Hollywood, when diversity means placing Asian males in asexual supporting roles? Never getting the girl. I mean, I get it. You don't need Viagra. You can suck your own because you get a colonized erection every single time you cast Asian women as love interest sex. Like, see, you tell society white person saves me by pushing me out of harm's way. It's funny how pushing me out of harm's way feels like putting me in my place.
Okay, it goes on, and I've watched the whole thing. And the whole thing is, by the way, it's a guy who's reciting it. I know it sounds ambiguous, but no, this is a cisgendered male, it appears. In any event, it's not just the inappropriate language. One student told his or her parents that he or she failed to complete the assignment because the child said he or she was too embarrassed to do it, and the student's parents posted the assignment on social media. And here goes, I'm shaking. I just sent an email to my seventh grader's principal. What would your next step be? Warning, this is graphic. And again, what is a teacher thinking? You know, you have, what's so amazing to me is I've taught seventh grade. My year of teaching, I was teaching seventh and eighth graders. And yeah, it's a challenging age. But you have limited time. And you want to teach them Shakespeare. You want to teach them Mark Twain. You want to teach them, oh, I don't know. I mean, the basics of literature and why to love it. And some of the joys of poetry. And you teach them this? I mean, why? What is the point? It is only a point if you believe the purpose of public schools, and we're talking about a public school here, a seventh grade classroom, if the point is to use it for propaganda. The entire poem was addressed to White Hollywood. Again, the constant insulting and battering and smearing of white people, really? We'll get to what it means and why coming up on the MedVed Show. became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing and business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5 to 6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
On the Michael Medved show, Tim Scott has launched a national debate, and it's a national debate that can only hurt Democrats and help Republicans. It can only help people who, by the way, acknowledge the truth about this great and good country. And Governor DeSantis of Florida was asked about this because it's the question of the moment. President Biden was asked about it today. Kamala Harris was asked about it yesterday. And here's what Governor DeSantis said on Fox News in front of an audience down in Orlando. He was asked about the charge that our country really is systemically racist. Remember Tim Scott, the most controversial aspect of his speech answering President Biden was, "Hear me clearly, America is not a racist country." That's become controversial. Well, not to Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. Listen, clip four.
Well, it's a bunch of horse manure. I mean, give me a break. This country has had more opportunity for more people than any country in the history of the world. And it doesn't matter where you trace your ancestry from. We've had people that have been able to succeed and all. And here's the problem with things like critical race theory that they're peddling. They're basically saying all our institutions are bankrupt and they're illegitimate. Okay, so how do you have a society if everything in your society is illegitimate? So it's a very harmful ideology, and I would say really a race-based version of a Marxist-type ideology. So we've banned it in our schools here in Florida. We're not going to put any taxpayer dollars to critical race theory, and we want to treat people as individuals, not as members of groups.
And that goes to that point that he just made, goes to a response to an email. Interesting email came in from Keith in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And thank you, Keith, for sending it. He says, frankly, if the white race can be demeaned and condemned as a group, then why can't the black race be accorded the same treatment using facts, not hyperbole? I'll tell you why, because the whole idea of a white race or a black race is offensive. It's ridiculous. There are far more differences among people within the sort of white category, if you want, or people within the black category, if you want. There are every kind of difference. There's difference between a newly arrived Nigerian immigrant or somebody whose ancestors were brought here 200, 300 years ago as slaves. It's a different reality and a different experience. And people are different. And part of what our Constitution guarantees and what America guarantees and what common sense guarantees is that we be treated as individuals, not as members of big, sprawling, amorphous groups. This is where the Democrats are going to fall down. Their entire idea is, okay, if we can continue winning the non-white vote heavily, and if the non-white vote is an increasing percentage of the electorate, and it is gradually, piece by piece, then eventually we take over everything. As if voting Democratic was as inherent as basically your skin color. Let's go to Tom, who's been hanging on in Glendora, California. Tom, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Thank you very, very much, Michael. By God, when they attack Paw Patrol, that's fighting stuff. My dear granddaughters love Paw Patrol. But on a serious note, this vile, unprecedented attack on the greatest nation on God's green earth, as you say, the vile cancel culture, critical race theory, wokeness. It's about to destroy the country, and God bless Ron DeSantis and Tim Scott, particularly Tim Scott. Michael, that speech, you may think I'm over the top. That was one of the most key, gutsy speeches in American history, in that Mr. Tim Scott, who's been vilely attacked as Uncle Tim, that shows what his opponents are worth. He had the guts and the decency as an unashamed Christian to call out the fact that America is the greatest country, and he suffered through some of the racism in his family, going from cotton to Congress, as he said. And we have got to all rally behind him, and let's all of us patriotic Americans start a patriotic pandemic that becomes systemic, that praises rightfully the virtues of this country with its profound faults. It's a Christian country, as Mr. Scott said, unashamedly and bravely. It's based on God and Judeo-Christianity, which means repentance, redemption, forgiveness. We have to continue being improving. We have a long way to go. Treat everyone. It doesn't matter, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Martian. We're all children of God. Let's start acting like it. Be unafraid but resolute in our fight against the vile forces that want to destroy us.
Amen to that. A couple of things. First of all, when you talk about treating people decently, it's treating people kindly. America, in its very essence, and this is something that I write about in my book, God's Hand on America. America, in its very essence, is the kingdom of kindness. And the only thing that I would be careful of, Tom, America guarantees in the Constitution a secular government. Not one faith, not any faith, not no faith. But it remains a Christian nation. In other words, there's a difference between the fact that most people in America, including people who are unchurched, maintain some faith in the basic truths that our founders extolled as essential for the nation, even though they are not to be imposed by the government. I appreciate your call. You may be gratified to know that after I heard Tim Scott's speech, I sent out a whole bunch of tweets about how I thought it was the best response speech ever to a president of the United States, and I do. And I also started a hashtag, hashtag TimScott2024, and that's gained a certain amount of momentum. It's fascinating to me because actually President Trump made some comments about his potential running mate if he is going to be running for president in 2024. He hasn't committed to that yet, but he's dropped all kinds of broad hints. Who is the president have in mind exactly? We will give you that information. We'll also talk about, when you talk about critical race theory and everything seen in a racial context, that entire notion has hit the world of jeopardy. And I know this should be really first as put as a answer to a question. So you can come up with a question. How stupid are some Jeopardy viewers? We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's dangerous for America. It's dangerous for the world.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
100 million American adults are now fully vaccinated. That's nearly 40% of all U.S. adults.
By the end of May, we'll have enough vaccine supply for every adult American. In fact, just this week, we shipped our 300 millionth dose to states, tribes, territories, and federal channels.
White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients making that announcement during a news briefing. Federal agents are at a Southeast Texas home after over 90 human smuggling victims were discovered inside.
They basically, are in there in their basic clothing and all huddled together. So that's what we saw when we got in.
Houston Assistant Police Chief Darren Edwards saying officers were extremely surprised to find dozens of people inside a two-story house in the city. Edwards saying some of the possible victims may have coronavirus. USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Vice President Pence was very well received. He talked about the achievements of the Trump-Pence administration. He said not a single disrespectful or questioning word about his former running mate, President Trump. But President Trump's made no secret of the fact that he's not happy with Mike Pence because he continues to believe somehow, some way, that Mike Pence could have overturned the results of the election. In any event, so Trump has let on that he's considering a running mate, and he mentioned he would very seriously consider Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, as his running mate. Now, that, of course, it seems to me, is a way to acknowledge that President Trump doesn't want Ron DeSantis to run for president, because Ron DeSantis and Tim Scott, I think, are both very formidable figures in their own who could make a very strong race. And I think that, I don't know if President Trump plans to run or not, but I think he does seem to have an interest in not having some kind of overpowering rivals for the presidential nomination before he's even made up his mind. And that's kind of happening with, it seems to me, both DeSantis and with Senator Scott. Let's go to Steve in Tacoma, Washington. Steve, you're on the MedVet Show.
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
Doing well.
Good. I just hear a lot of right-wing folks talking about this whole critical race theory and stuff, and I think this is just a echo chamber discussion. It's everyone on the left is patting themselves on the back on how non-racist they are and calling the other side racist, and everybody on the right is telling everybody how stupid the liberals are as they discuss this stuff. But the reality is, I heard two speeches, one from Biden with a bunch of ideas, and I heard one from Tim Scott, which was a fine speech, but congratulations. You basically blew out some big catchphrase about how America is not racist. He didn't have any ideas. Republicans need to start getting some ideas if they want to win elections. Not gotcha.
By the way, I agree with you completely. And in fact, one of the things I wanted to talk about is it's not enough to just be against tax increases. You've got to talk about fixing a broken tax system, because the tax system is broken and it is unfair. And we need to address it in a better way than Democrats. So I agree with what you're saying. But the difference with this critical race theory is that I don't think this is a 50-50 split in America. And here's my assumption, and tell me if this sounds crazy to you, because I will defend it. I think this is the reality. The Democrats need to basically rally very, very big majorities in all segments of the so-called non-white vote, including Latinos. And they lost a lot in the Latino community the last time. Now, how do you do that? How do you make the case that there is such a thing as a non-white interest group? What does an Indian immigrant engineer from Microsoft really have in common with someone who has immigrated here from Guatemala? I mean, what's the point of commonality? And their only answer to that would be that they're both victims of white supremacy. They are both, and anyone who is non-white has been handicapped because of not having white privilege. And so all of this is a political strategy, which I think Republicans are right to resist and to speak against. This entire idea of trying to categorize whole massive groups of people by rallying them in resentment and hostility toward what remains a white majority in America, I think is pernicious, and I think it's an insane political policy as well, as James Carville agrees. Your turn.
At all, but what I'll say is the only people I hear talking about it are obscure professors from a community college, and you know, you can find a million of those on YouTube, and the talking heads on Fox and conservative media. I don't hear Joe Biden talking about it. If you ask him a direct question, he'll respond, but that's not their policy. So I'm hearing policy ideas from Democrats.
Okay, fair enough. However, when you look at the response to Tim Scott, who people, and again, trending on Twitter, Uncle Tim, because he happens to express Republican ideas. And when you look at, you know what was striking to me was Joe Biden's failure, and it was a tremendous failure of historic proportions, perhaps. During that Democratic convention, which I think did a pretty good job, obviously, of rallying Democrats, the one thing you didn't hear was exactly what got him the biggest applause on Wednesday night, which was some kind of tribute to the police, some kind of respect for the police. And Maxine Waters is not some obscure professor. She's one of the senior Democrats in the House of Representatives and a committee chair, as a matter of fact. So I don't think it's fair to say that you never hear any of this stuff, because, again, and even when you talk about the world of Jeopardy, as we're about to, the tendency to see race as behind everything and to identify people and qualify people based on race, that goes far beyond just obscure instances in community colleges. And what we were talking about before, the anti-racist education we were talking about, was something for which the County of San Diego paid $25,000 to one guy to spend 3 days talking to 400 people who were public employees who worked in the public health care system in the County of San Diego. So to say that this is just some kind of conservative fantasy, I don't think is entirely true. There's also this, talk about presidential contenders and presidential aspirants. South Dakota is suing the Biden administration. Why? South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is suing the Biden administration for not allowing the state to hold an Independence Day fireworks show over Mount Rushmore. Quote, "Mount Rushmore is the very best place to celebrate America's birthday, and all that makes our country special. Unfortunately, the Biden administration canceled our Mount Rushmore fireworks celebration," Noem said. "So we're suing them to get the fireworks back." Okay, there's more of a backstory to this. The National Park Service, which operates Mount Rushmore National Monument, had banned fireworks for safety reasons so as not to start forest fires because they've been having drought out there. It was banned, I think, 12, 14 years ago, and President Trump changed that. They had a great fireworks show to illustrate and illuminate what was one of the most effective and popular speeches of Trump's entire presidency. So Kristi Noem is basically saying the Biden administration, by reverting to the old policy, which was no fireworks for safety concerns at Mount Rushmore. First of all, even though it's federal property, I think that a little bit more deference to the will of the people of South Dakota and to South Dakota's governor would probably be a good idea. It's fascinating here, too, because one of the objections to fireworks in Mount Rushmore in general is that it is Indian land that is now being desecrated. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on the Michael Medved show, one of the things that I was thinking about in response to Steve, great caller from Tacoma, who said, oh, God, you're talking about critical race theory, and it's just actually a few academics and community colleges. It's not really a thing except on conservative talk radio. Remember the 1619 Project? Okay, that's not an obscure community college. That's the nation's most powerful newspaper. And no, it's not the failing New York Times, as President Trump had said many times. The New York Times is doing great. They actually have done particularly well on the Internet. And they pushed and they pushed and they pushed, and they used all their corporate resources to promote this 1619 Project, which basically is the essence of critical race theory. Which basically says that the core founding of America was not with 1776, it was with slavery. It was based on racism. That this is not a nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal, as Lincoln said. This rather is a nation conceived in bigotry and dedicated to the proposition that white men are superior. That's basically what they argue in 1619 Project. And I think it's necessary to combat those smears about America. Let me go to Sid in Atlanta. Sid, you're on the Medved show.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet.
All this praise for Tim Scott, I don't get it. I see why he's the only black Republican in Congress Basically, the Georgia, where he refers to the Georgia voting laws, the new laws, he can't see that what they're trying to do is limit the number. When you read everything, you'll see that, okay, they're not trying to do, they're not, you can't really see anything. What this really about is the numbers. Both election and presidential and Congress, the Georgia Republicans saw that too many people has voted. Even though they voted, even though they didn't see anything wrong with all the votes that came in, they felt like too many people voted. And the state is going blue. So how can you solve this problem?
What's your evidence?
You have to limit the number of people who are voting. And that's what this whole thing is about.
Sid, you live in Georgia. You're a Georgia voter. What do you think that they are doing or that the Republicans have done that's going to make it harder for you to vote? Why is it going to be harder for you to vote with this new Georgia bill?
It's not going to be harder for me. It's going to be harder for minorities as far as numbers. That's what I'm
talking about. Sid, you're African-American. You're a black guy, right?
Sure, yeah. Definitely.
Okay. So, again, you would think that what you're saying is Republicans are trying to make it harder for black people to vote. Black people are a big chunk. I think it's 40% of the Georgia electorate. It's a large number. So what you're saying is they're trying to stop black people from voting. So what would this new bill do that stops you from voting or stops anybody else from getting record turnouts? There were record turnouts, by the way, in 2018 when Stacey Abrams ran for governor. There were record black turnouts in 2020, this last election. What is the Georgia electoral reform bill going to do to change that?
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about, the record turnout. That's what I'm talking about, Michael. They don't want a record turnout.
I think it's a good thing. Every real American patriot wants as many people to vote as possible, as long as the votes are legal and
that's
there's
not
no
true.
Cheating going on. Okay, why that's is it not true? True? I want you to tell me, I'm going to give you another chance. What I'm looking for here is what aspect of that Georgia election reform bill that was signed into law by Governor Kemp, what aspect of it makes it difficult for people to vote or takes away people's right to vote?
I can't answer that question because the law, the new law, is vague. And the only way I can answer it, the only way I can see that they're suppressing the vote, they're suppressing the vote by numbers. That's all I can see.
Let me tell you why that's so inaccurate and misleading. There are lots of reasons the numbers of people voting could go up or could go down. It may be that there's not a candidate who unites people the way that Joe Biden united people on the Democratic side. Depends on who the candidate is next time. Numbers could go down. If numbers go up and down, for instance, what I will tell you is if numbers go down, it's not only because they have made the rules harder to vote, and they haven't. They actually expanded early voting. There are more weeks for early voting. And the things that people criticize about this bill are things about the way that the Electoral Commission is going to be and taking the Secretary of State off the Electoral Commission. And do I think that there was a lot that was kind of silly in the Georgia bill? Sure. But I think Tim Scott was absolutely right. It is not racist. There's nothing in there that says we want to administer poll taxes or phony literacy tests or any of those other things by which in American history, black people were disenfranchised. Hey, I appreciate your call enormously, and I hope you have a great weekend. Let me get to this story about Jeopardy, where a contestant is in hot water because he allegedly flashed an unspeakable white power symbol after his Jeopardy victory, his third victory. This is audio from the Hollywood Reporter on this story. This is 9A.
Jeopardy is being slammed after a winner allegedly flashed a white power hand gesture. On Tuesday, when winner Kelly Donahue was introduced as having won three games, he held up three fingers, making a gesture that appeared similar to the OK symbol made by a right-wing militia group called the Three Percenters. It has also been co-opted by white power groups. Donahue wrote on Facebook, "I'm truly horrified with what has been posted about me on social media. I absolutely, unequivocally condemn white supremacy and racism of any kind." He continued, "During the taping of my fourth episode, I was simply raising three fingers to mark my third win. There was nothing more I was trying to indicate." Donahue also noted he had previously flashed one finger and then two during his introductions for his earlier games.
Okay, and the one finger he flashed was not the middle finger. Snopes has on it false. Jeopardy champ Kelly Donahue made the white power hand gesture. They put on it false. But nevertheless, This issue continued. This is 9B. Listen.
On Wednesday, a group of 467 purported former Jeopardy contestants posted an open letter saying producers should have recognized the gesture and prevented it from ever being shown on the air. The letter reads, regardless of his stated intent, the gesture is a racist dog whistle. Some of the first people to notice this were not affiliated with Jeopardy in any way. They were viewers who couldn't believe what they'd seen, captured it on video, and shared it to Twitter. Among them were people of color who, needless to say, are attuned to racist messaging and not appreciative that the show allowed this symbol to be broadcast. The letter also stated that Donahue had, quote, responded to a clue with a term for the Roma that is considered a slur. The group concluded the letter, as people whose lives have been largely beneficially impacted by this show and its community, we really hope to see a statement and a disavowal of both of this week's events, and we would like to see Jeopardy address Kelly's behavior. Finally, we hope to see changes made so that future mistakes of this magnitude never make it on air. The Jeopardy team had no immediate comment.
Mistakes of this magnitude? By the way, the unacceptable term for Roma people is gypsy. That's a term that the Roma people prefer not be used. Okay, fine. Call them Roma. But this is not a sign of racism. I mean, at Snopes, in fact-checking this, what they're talking about, the symbol, and you can do it with your hand, it's where you put your index finger and thumb together. It's an okay symbol. And that's supposed to be because it has three fingers. He was holding up three fingers and not an okay symbol because it was his third victory. And there's photographs over at Snopes where they show him for his second victory, he held up two fingers. For his first victory, he held up one finger. And again, not the middle finger. The entire thing is nuts. It's crazy. Remember Dr. Freud said sometimes a cigar is just a cigar? Sometimes an okay symbol with three fingers being held up for victory is just that. But war is war. And there is there are dangerous indications that America is drifting into war with China. We'll discuss that with Gordon Chang. Are we really going to war over Taiwan, or we'll talk about it in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.